He thought this was a good idea.
Well, she clearly didn't.
No, I'm saying, like, he had to have been so messed up that he thought that was, when I ever get married.
Yo, listen, you don't do that.
Well, I'm you, just you saying, don't do that. I'm sorry, well, like the whole, like, me and all the boys are going to Miami for a weekend.
No, you're not. Listen, Tori don't go to Miami. There's a reason Tori don't go to Miami.
I'll get
you
want to
know why?
I'll kill somebody.
Because we're, yeah. You play that little kiss on my husband's cheek like that, anywhere near me, like, that's it. I'm sorry.
Bro,
because they're
anybody,
also so catty, too.
If anyone
no way.
Did that, I would
no way.
Hit them.
Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, ain't got nothing to prove.
All right, guys. What's up? We're back with another episode of Epic Nuggets. I'm Tori.
I'm Jaden.
And we're here to give you little nuggies of hope.
Nuggies of hope.
Of life. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't even know what we're going to get into today.
So let's start out. I have a story.
Yeah.
I had a story at work. This just happened last week.
Yes.
This shit was hilarious. So it's a normal day at work. We've had like a busy couple of days. It's Memorial Day is coming up. I knew things were going to be great. And if you guys don't know, if you're new here, I work. I'm a bartender.
She tends the bar. I styles the hair.
Tori styles the hair.
Yeah.
So I go to work at the bar. And I work at, like, I would say, like, a 4-star restaurant. So it's a steakhouse.
It's pretty nice. Got marble sculptures outside.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
Lions.
So I come in. Lions.
Lions.
But for real.
Yeah. So I couldn't remember. I was like, is it a rhino? Why would it be a rhino? I don't know.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's more beastly than a rhino.
No, for real. So I come into work. It's a normal day. I'm like, we're going to make money. It's going to be a good week. We're going to be busy because Everybody just had graduation.
Yes.
The day, like 2 days before.
Holy.
And now it's supposed to be Memorial Day, so everybody's like getting ready for the weekend. So I'm at work. We have people like lining up outside before we open, as
Holy.
Always. I come in to open at 3, so I come in an hour before we open, set the whole bar up, et cetera, et cetera. We're there. We're chilling. People start to come in. The tickets start to print. There's already, like, 4 tables that have been sat, like, in the dining area. And all of a sudden, all the power goes off.
What?
Whole building. Pitch black. Dark as shit.
You're about to cut yourself
Bro,
so good on some
and
limes.
I'm, like, sitting there, and right now it's me, and it's another one of the bartenders. So there's just 2 of us right now. There's 4 total, like, by the end of the night, but there's just 2 of us there for now. And so we're like, what the heck just happened? Everything's off. The whole restaurant. In comes, like, the 3rd bartender for the night, and she's like, I thought it was darker in here than usual. Like, what the heck is going on?
Because
they
happening?
Dim the lights so hard in there. It's so annoying. It's, like, way too dark, honestly.
It
but
is.
They're like, the darker it is, the more we can charge people. And I'm like,
The whole, like, din-din ambiance is a thing.
Oh, my God.
And
you
everything in there.
You literally pay for that shit.
It's, like, black, white, and red, right?
Or yes.
Like, yeah, that's, like, kind of, like, the whole thing. So
and
you,
gold.
Dude, you feel... Yeah, gold, that's what it was. You feel like you were in a mobster's palace...
Yeah,
the
you
lions,
feel like it's like a rich people,
yeah.
It's like a Greek mafia steakhouse. Like, that's how it feels.
Yeah, it's got a weird feeling. It's like it's
fancy.
Got like it's fancy. It's got a
it's
really
fancy.
Good feeling.
You feel important when
it.
You're there.
Yeah, you do. Like, you're there to like
and they make
do
you feel
business.
Like your family. Like
yeah.
the guys who own it, they do great. Like, they come in, they're like they act like they've always known you, like all to all the customers.
Here
you
at
know,
Lions
like,
Restaurant, we make
lions.
You feel like family.
No,
yeah,
for real.
I'm just making shit up.
For real. It's wonderful.
Don't search for that. It's not real.
It's not what it's called. I'm not telling you where I fucking
work. I'm not telling
work.
You where she is.
I know. I'm not telling you where
oh
I work.
Oh, my God. We have more stories if we do that.
So
stalkers looking at this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, pitch black. We're just chilling. We're like, well, all right. Well, that means that all the electricity went off,
yeah,
but all
cook
the
everything?
Grills, are wood fire grills.
Yo. So they're still making steaks back there in the dark.
All the electricity went off. The grills kept going. They're fire burning grills.
No.
There's no vents.
No. No.
The fucking sprinklers go off.
Oh no, people
in the kitchen.
Okay, in the kitchen. Okay, I was like, oh my god, everyone's
but
wet.
All the sprinklers, like in the kitchen, go off, and the whole building, the fire alarm's going off. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So we're like, I'm just sitting there, and me and the other bartender there, we were just like,
just another day.
And I was like, I literally just grabbed a tequila and poured us a shot.
Situation. There's no security cameras.
Well, there's like nothing happening. Nothing's going on. So I was like, I like poured. I was like,
one for you, one
for me. And we were like, you know. So we're like, damn it. You know, like, oh my god, here we go. So
what
we're standing there.
Start to the night.
We're standing there, and we're like, is this real? Is something really on fire? We're like doubting. So we're just standing behind the bar. Everybody's just looking around at each other.
Well, what do you do?
And we're like, I guess we should go outside. So, like, they start opening all the doors up. You can smell the smoke now. It's, like, pouring.
Oh, shit.
So, we go to walk. We walk outside. We're just chilling outside, laughing our ass off. You just see, so, like, you, like, walk out the door, and there's, like, the whole parking lot, and you just see smoke pouring out of the back doors, like, where the kitchen is.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the kitchen workers just pop out the back. And there's, like, this little bitty Hispanic man who, like, runs the kitchen. His name, oh, I'm not going to tell you his name.
Yeah.
But he's, like, this tall. All
right.
And he just pops out the back, and he looks at us, and he's like, and we're like, what the fuck did you do?
Oh, my God.
You know? He's like, oh, he's like, I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. We're like, what the fuck, you know?
Oh.
We're all, like, laughing. The manager comes back out. He's Greek. So he's like, there's not a fire. There's not a, just come back inside. You know, there's not a fire. It's just smoking. Don't worry about it. You know, he's like, come back inside.
Yeah.
So we come back in. We're chilling. The sprinkler in the kitchen is broken.
Oh.
It won't turn off.
Oh.
So it's just soaking everything.
Oh,
all the
no.
food they had prepped like hours before,
no.
the mashed potatoes, the bread, the salad dressings, the like
oh
all the things,
God.
Like the fruits and the vegetables that were like cut and set out, and like the wood fire grills, all the wood, it's getting soaked.
That's awful.
The sprinkler won't turn off.
Oh my God.
So the like main maintenance man who like takes care of like all the like the restaurants that are included like with this one. Because there's, like, sister restaurants are, like, different, but they're, like, owned by the same person. So, like, the main maintenance man, like, comes in. He, like, busts in the building. He, like, trudges to the back. He opens the kitchen door. The sprinkler just won't stop. Everybody's freaking out, and he just goes, fuck you want me to do about it?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
They're like, fix it. He's like, what, all like a plumber? What's the funniest thing?
Oh, no.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Fuck, you want me to do about it? And they're like, fix it. He's like, what, all like a plumber?
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Dude.
It was just pure chaos.
The freedom of those responses.
Chaos.
He's just like,
I know. He's like, the fuck? I know. He's like, what the? You know, they're just irritated. They're still sitting people while this is happening.
Really?
Because these restaurant people, bro, there's no stopping.
No, there is not.
They're like, we have money to be made.
We'll go buy a grill right now.
They're still sitting people. The fire alarm is still going off. They're taking people's orders. Servers are like literally writing down drink orders and writing a receipt to keep for themselves to put it in the computer later, and writing a receipt for us and putting it on the bar. It's full of smoke in there.
Holy cow.
So we just like, oh well. We start making drinks. The fire department gets there. They got like a firefighter in there on a fucking ladder, like turning the sprinkler off and shit.
Because he knew how to do it.
And yeah, and then the whole kitchen is just like, just scrambling. Our managers, bless our manager's heart, they're going around to everybody. They're like, no. Like, people are wanting to, like, close out. Oh, we had a lot of people just, like, walk out after they had had, like, a few things of food and everything. You know, they just, like, walked out.
Oh, and didn't pay?
Yeah, because they're
really?
Like, well, because they're like, bro, like, What the hell? Like, you think I'm gonna sit here and wait for like 2 hours? Cause it was just like, this ended
up being. Bro, you don't have like a backup? Like, somebody couldn't make y'all a quick swipes, like, situation?
Well, that's what I was gonna say. They were like, we have the old school card readers. Just make a Venmo real quick. They're like, we have the old school card readers, and they were like, we're gonna need y'all to like make people's orders and add them, like, with your calculator and like add the tax and everything. Like, just normal.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, oh, well. Like, that's how these people are. They just keep rolling. It was just crazy. And the managers are just going around to everybody, and they're like, you know, we're a steakhouse. Everybody comes here for steak. They're like, but the Woodfire Grill's not going to be up for, like, 45 to an hour. And they're just, like, trying to pacify people.
Dude, you could have handed
out. They actually kept so many people in the restaurant. Honestly, I was so impressed at the sheer determination.
Everybody gets some mashed potatoes and a free appetizer.
The mashed potatoes were ruined. They had to redo all the mashed potatoes.
That's just a travesty. That makes me upset.
Even like the bread, so we like give everybody like complimentary like cheesy bread to like at their table, like the like kind of like how at Cracker Barrel you get like biscuits and you know whatever. We have like this ooey gooey cheesy bread. Like all that shit got rained on, and none of the microwaves would come back on. None of the ovens would come back on. None of our computers would come back on. It ended up being like a whole almost like 2 hour ordeal. It was crazy.
That's a nightmare.
It was hilarious though. But the funniest shit ever was him walking in like, what the fuck do you want me to do about it? It was so funny. It's like, why did you call me here? Bro. Like, you know, he's like, I'm just gonna stand here and look stupid just like you are. Like, you know, like what am I
doing?
This
guy could be in a movie.
It was hilarious.
What you want me to do about it? What
the fuck you want me to do about it?
Oh my god.
It was so funny. So that happened at work, and we actually carried on with the rest of the night, and we were actually, things went actually pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was
still
funny.
Made that money from that graduation. That's crazy.
But it was so random. I'm like, why did the power go out in the first place? Nobody knows. Things did, just steadily did, started like, turning no back
else?
On.
No one else's?
Like in the area? I don't think so.
It was just you guys.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn, y'all got some electrical issues? Like, what's going on right now?
That's so weird.
Yeah, it was strange.
That's crazy.
But yeah, that happened. It was funny though. Yeah. You got a story? Or you have a question? I think if we do one more, then like one more like story.
Dude, honestly, I have a couple, and I'm like trying to decide between them because
we'll get to all of them eventually.
I know, but I'm just like some of these are like a little, like they're a little rough. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I'm like, I don't know which one to pick. All right. So. Oh, this one's gonna be so upsetting. All right. Our wedding was planned for today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I would have been getting married to the man I loved and had been in a relationship with for 7 years. Now, I'm sitting here clearing wedding purchases and announcing a cutoff. Last evening, my husband and his group of friends had a bachelor party.
Oh, I'm already mad. Oh, lay it on
me. That's why I'm like, I'm scared to tell you this because of how upset you're about to get.
Lay it on me. My ears already just started getting hot. Homicide!
It's so much worse than you think, too. Oh my God.
No.
I received a video call from, like, my husband-to-be to find myself staring at all of them. Doing it.
Who?
All of the men in the bachelor party, including the husband. Let's see. I received a call from him to find myself staring at all of them.
Who called her?
Having the husband-to-be. Yeah.
On accident?
Nope.
He was drunk.
Listen. He's doing the deed with, these busty ladies. So my husband turns the camera towards himself and asks me to say hi to his partner. So it's literally like him, his bachelor party buddies, and like I guess they got all these ladies over there. And he turns it on himself And yeah, okay, so all right, so listen. All right, I didn't know what to do. For a moment, I was really...
You start screenshotting.
I was confused.
That was the first thing I would have started doing.
Wow.
Receipts.
You got...
And it's getting posted on everything.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that, but...
No, you would... No, come on.
But if anybody wants to call me crazy afterwards, like, I would have it back up. I wouldn't post it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
this thing,
receipts, this is a real thing.
The receipts, though.
I feel like this didn't used to be as much a thing. This is like more of a modern...
But if we were together 7 years and you did that, I'm sorry. Like... like, nobody's gonna fucking wonder why we split.
She said, I cut the call and called my sister. The wedding was immediately off. I received a couple of messages from his friends and saying they just wanted to have fun. My ex-fiance told me he wanted to enjoy before a life of... Whoa, that sentence is fucked.
Life with one person, basically?
Yeah, my ex-fiance told me he wanted to enjoy before a lifelong commitment. Enjoy life before a lifelong commitment? I don't know what that means.
Don't you?
You
think
get
this
the point.
Is something that he wanted. He didn't. He never wanted to get married.
I don't understand.
This was sabotage. He did this on purpose. There's no way, because he knew how she would react. Obviously.
Ugh. What are you doing in this situation? There's still more left.
Let me hear the whole thing. Let me get all the details.
All right. 7 years I spent with this man only for this to happen. I imagine having kids with him, pets with him, taking care of him, going to family trips, dropping our kids off of school, so much. I feel so lost now. 7 years into the drain, and I'll never see him after this. The sense of confusion is still clouding me. It's hard to believe I was cheated on. That video call is haunting me. He showed him inserted inside of her through the call.
Why? What was he thinking?
I feel disgusted by the fact that I used to
do
stuff with him.
Yeah.
I had gone to return the wedding dress. I don't know what to do or how to feel. A part of me says that I should be grateful I don't have kids with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally.
That was the end of it?
First comment was like, wait. He video called you inside a stranger's hoo-ha. Like, and she's like, yeah.
I just don't understand what he was thinking.
Okay, all right.
What was going through his brain?
Okay, so here's my question.
Was he on powdered sugar?
Yeah. Was he on
was
that
he
nose
on some
candy?
Extra? He didn't know where he was. He thought this was a good idea.
Yeah, why would you call someone inside of another person?
He thought this was a good idea, right? That's how it
guess.
Sounds.
He literally was like, say hi.
He thought this was a good idea.
Well, she clearly didn't.
No, I'm saying, like, he had to have been so messed up that he thought that was, when I ever get married.
Yo, listen, you don't
bachelor
do that.
Party. Well, I'm
you,
just
you
saying,
don't do that.
Like, I'm sorry, well, like the whole, like, me and all the boys are going to Miami for a weekend.
No, you're not. Listen, Tori don't go to Miami. There's a reason Tori don't go to Miami.
I'll get
you want to know why?
I'll kill somebody.
Because you play that little kiss on my husband's cheek like that, anywhere near me, like, that's it. I'm sorry.
Bro,
because they're
anybody,
also so catty, too.
If anyone
no way.
Did that, I would
no way.
Hit them.
Like, bruh, no. Absolutely not. Like, you were not about to, like, and, like, make faces at me and be like, oh, are you his sister? No, like, I'm not. And we got words. We got more than words.
No kissing on the cheek,
yeah.
Bro. I'll kill you.
I'll punch you right in your cans. I'll do it. I'll pop one of them fake titties.
For that one.
I'll pop one of them. Don't you listen. I've seen what it looks like when they pull a popped one out. Listen. I'm gonna cause that slow damage. I don't
That's hilarious.
I hope you live
now
on.
You got cancer.
I hope you live a long life. Yeah, you're gonna get cancer.
That's hilarious,
yeah.
Bro.
I'm on that long play.
I'm sorry.
I'm older now. I'm not on that short play life. I'm like, give me the long play.
I want you to be miserable.
Yeah.
I want you to wish you were dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're going to remember me.
I'm sorry, bro. That's a red flag from the get-go. Like,
I'm
it's
saying.
Like me and the boys to celebrate our marriage are going to bars, just men, looking our best. That's weird. Like bar hopping?
Well, they clearly had like people over. Like, I'm like, did y'all call in some, you know what I mean? Like some...
No, that was some strippers. They called in strippers. Or called in some, yeah, professionals.
They called in some professionals. Clearly.
Some sewer rats.
How does everybody have one? How does everybody have a partner? Let me tell you, have you ever watched
Men?
Some
fucking Wolf of Wall Street shit. That's nasty.
That is. That's it. Ooh. Yeah. You that ever, listen, you watch so men bad. Go out, they don't all get one, okay? The fact that they all got one...
Oh, I hope she snitched on every single one of their women, too.
I hope so, too.
I'm like, woman...
Or, like, we're all friends single? Like, that's so weird.
Woman, if this is a situation... She obviously...
You better count
there
all of your lucky stars.
There had to be more red flags, though. This is
had
this woman
been.
Was delusional from the get-go. You spent 7 years... Like, there was some bad stuff going on. There had to be, like...
What if there wasn't, though? Like, what if it... Like, what if he played everything, like, perfect? Like, what if he was, like, a... You know, like a narcissist or something.
And he just,
or like,
had
and he just played
that,
it perfect.
The moment where he was like.
It all just came bleeding out. Like he lost control for a second, which generally they wouldn't, but. Or like maybe it was all a game. Maybe he wanted the dramatic pop of the wedding.
Oh my God.
Like maybe he wanted it to be like this big, like, yeah, I blew this
yeah,
up.
Yeah, dude, he didn't want to get married. I'm sorry. Like.
What is your. What is your opinion on the whole, I'm going to be tied down for the rest of my life, so I, you know, I just want to have a good time, like, before we
you
finally
tie the knot. You have a whole wrong outlook. Okay, but you have a whole wrong outlook on what your relationship should be from the very start, then. This is, like, a structural problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I hear stuff like that, there's, like, a, like, you don't understand... The whole concept, if that's how you feel.
Yeah, like you're missing pieces of how, like, this thing
yeah,
functions.
Yeah, the whole tower was built on, like, misinformation from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? And, like, what I mean by that is, like...
Do you think that they feel that way because there's like a huge error, like gap in like their communication of maybe like certain things towards their person to be, you think?
Or that if you're the type of person who feels like the partner you're with is you being like tied down, then that's probably not who you're supposed to be with anyways. Or either that, or you're just not in a place to where you should be trying to be tied
yeah,
down.
He had,
you
like,
need to be honest with yourself.
A lot of work
I guess
to be
that's
done.
What I'm saying is, like, there's something that's, like... The reason I know this is because, like, I have seen relationships where, like, the person, like, loves the person they're with, but they didn't go out and, like, experience a bunch of things or live life before. And so they're in a constant state of, like, not even want, because they
like
want.
They wonder.
They want, and they let the wonder and the curiosity let them make bad decisions because they feel like they're missing out.
Yeah, it's like the 80-20 rule. Like, they have the 80%, but because they never tasted the 20%, the 20% looks like the 80, and so then they go and blow up the 80.
Yeah, and they mess up the
80. And
then
they don't know it till they're on the other side, and they're like, damn,
right.
I had 80, but now I'm, like, sitting with 20, and this
right.
is ass.
Yeah. So, like, there's that, and there's some men who just, like, obviously he had, like, a mental breakdown is what it sounds like to me, and he was just, like... having an existential crisis.
I mean,
and
I
also,
just don't feel like...
I just know that when you're with, like, your person...
One night of...
You know, like, when you feel like... When you find your person, too, though, it doesn't feel like that. You don't feel like
no.
you're missing out. You feel like everybody else is missing out.
Yeah, you're like, we're
on the
clouds together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the person that you're with, and you don't feel like y'all are, like, young and, like, playful and, like, carefree, like... together and like happy and like yeah like on cloud nine like you go through hard shit
of course
but like and you go through everything comes in waves
yeah but ultimately there's a comfortability
that
you almost can't describe
yeah and it's only when like it's so hard
it's
to
like
explain.
That relationship like flow state
yeah
it's, I don't know yeah it is it's really hard to explain.
And you don't.
But you wouldn't want anything else because it's like one, especially like one night of something with somebody would never.
I guess that's the thing I'm saying too. Like, I guess it's just like, once again, I've also seen relationships where, like, both couples kind of had their moments where they did whatever before they met.
Yeah.
Then when they meet each other and they have that good relationship, you realize that all those other things are, like, fun in the moment, but they're fleeting.
They're fleeting, yeah.
And it's kind of like how, this is a perfect example, sugar, cake. It always looks so yummy.
Yeah.
And then every time you eat it,
yeah,
you feel like shit afterwards.
Yeah, and then it's because, just gone.
And then
too.
It's back to your body, and it makes you kind of fat, and it makes, yeah, and then it's there, and then it's gone. Even if it's really good when you ate it.
Yeah.
But if you're like, you know, that cake looks really yummy, but this fruit really is equally as yummy.
Yeah.
And it's good for me, and it's healthy, and it loves me back, and it treats me good. And I, like, wash the fruit, and I, like, keep the fruit in a cool, dry place, and then I, like, munch on this fruit, like, steadily. Like, I'm getting bigger and stronger, and the fruit is, like, I'm, like, tending this plant and then picking the fruit. Like, that's what, like, a relationship is more of, like, a gardener and his, and, like, a garden.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the gardener, like, treats the garden good and waters the garden, and then the garden produces a fruit, and you have to work for it.
It's like a trade. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a trade.
It's like, I cared for you, now you give me food, and you care for me.
And it's like back and forth, and it's like healthy, right? And then the type of like stage where you're in, where you're like a kid, and you're like, sugar cake, and I want it like as fast as I can get it. I want to go pick that shit up from the store and eat that fucking cake, and that cake is good, but in the long run, it's not sustainable.
Kids are like little addicts with that stuff.
And that's what I'm saying is, like, I feel like this was, like, his whole structure was wrong. He was immature. He wasn't ready. And it was either, like, existential crisis, and he, like, fucked that shit up on purpose without even maybe doing it on purpose, or, you know, like, from the base.
Yeah.
So that's what I feel like. But I feel like once you give yourself the opportunity to, like, have, like, all the cake, you're like, goddamn, like,
had enough cake. I don't want any more cake. I'm so just sick of cake.
I just want to tend my garden.
Like.
And my garden to, like, feed me.
Yeah.
And me tend the garden. And the garden feed me. And it's, like, work. Like, sometimes you got to fucking go in there and pull the roots out. You
sometimes
know?
A squirrel gets in there and messes everything up.
Yeah, like, you know, so.
That makes sense.
I just feel like it was, this is, like, grade A level, like, immaturity. And your ideals around what a relationship looks like are totally fucked if you feel like that. And also,
bro,
also, I just feel like there are a lot of relationships too where, like, if your person feels like it is them neglecting themselves to have to lock down with you in that area, like the
thing.
This is how I feel about that.
Yeah.
You are going to be just y'all two together forever.
Yeah, y'all need to communicate.
Well, also.
But y'all got to be compatible.
Well, also, don't be such a tight ass, bro. Like, don't, you know, there, I feel like there are a lot of people who are just, like, weird in that area.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, just be free with your fucking person, bro. Y'all, like, have each other forever.
Yeah.
The gloves are off.
Yeah, communicate. Yeah.
The gloves are fucking off.
Yeah.
Let's have a good time.
Yeah.
Like, it's just us. Who cares? Why are you so weird? Why are you so tight? Why are you so, like, freaked out? Why are you so nervous?
Yeah, what was his deal? Like, yeah, why was he so nervous
have
about
fun.
That?
This should be fun.
They, like, were together for you should 7 years.
Like, yeah, and, like, the more you're with somebody and the longer you're with somebody, you get to know each other.
But everything gets.
Things should get better.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I'm like.
They should.
It sounds like they were bad from the get-go.
Yeah, I'm like, how bad was this?
He's like, bro, this is all I'm going to get?
It's I'm going like, to get one night. To top them all, to remember for a lifetime. He's not even gonna remember.
And also, one-offs are always bad. Most, like, one-offs like that, they're never, ever gonna be as good as, like, your consistent person.
Yeah, that you're communicating with and, like, learning.
You can communicate and, like, I guess that's why, like, there's so much, like, tension built around, like, that. Especially, once again, I think because of, like, the culture that we live in now where everything is, like, a
needs to, like, be as, like, flashy
sexual,
and, like,
like, competition between everybody all the time.
Yeah, it is. It's
when,
like,
you're
well,
with, like, your person and things are consistent and y'all are just, like, having a good time and being silly and, like, everything isn't, like, a fucking, you just kind of stop, like, you don't even notice
because
other
it's, like,
people.
No one else's business, too, so it's, I don't know.
That's way better if you're, like, with the right person. I just feel like that's, like, way. And don't underestimate if you're not happy in that area. Like, this is why, I do not agree with the saving yourself for marriage.
I don't, I don't either.
That doesn't mean, like, go, maybe, doesn't mean go ham. It does, maybe doesn't mean.
I think
mean,
it has a good sentiment.
But if y'all have been together and you really like each other, yeah, like, you could wait, like, a while. Make sure you, like, really get to know that person, really love that, like, you know, this person I definitely could see me spending the rest of my life with, but yeah. Bro. Sometimes there are people who should be friends.
Yeah.
Like, really good friends.
Well,
because they just don't like G-Haul in the other area.
Yeah.
Just like their unhealthy relationships where they G-Haul there, but their personalities are not.
Right.
Matched, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that could be really good, but, like, when it comes to real life stuff, it's not good.
Right.
It could go both ways.
Yeah, you gotta be
compatible. Make sure they both are. That area is important to be compatible in, though.
I agree.
Because there are some people who, like, they're just like, I literally just want, like, just chill, like, casual, like, you know, mm-hmm. maybe, like, there are some people who literally, like, aren't even interested in, like, yeah. getting busy, but, like, yeah. like, 2 or 3 times a month.
Yeah.
You gotta find somebody who matches that.
That's true. Other people want to have a party.
Every day.
Yeah.
Multiple times. So it's like, yeah. which is cool too.
Yeah.
But you got to have somebody who can keep up with you. You yeah. never want it to feel like a job.
Well, yeah, if it's like a mismatch.
Because that is only going to get worse with time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to, yeah, feelings are going to build. Yeah. Like in anything. Like in any part right, of your relationship. Again,
once again, yeah, just like with people, like if there's like a weird habit that somebody has that you notice yeah. right out of the gate.
Yeah. Then leaving cabinets open.
Leaving your fucking car door open or something like that? No, for real, like, talk about it.
Dude, I am not gonna lie. I saw a thread earlier.
Just talk, go ahead and throw that out there and be honest.
It was like, what weird things your partner does that, like, drive you insane? And one of them talked about his girl left the cabinets open, and he was like, I run into them all the time. And I was like, how tall is this guy? And I was like,
I know something that drives my boyfriend crazy. It drives him nuts.
What is it?
I leave the milk out of the fridge all the time.
At least you don't try to put it in the pantry,
bro. Or the half
and half. I literally, for my whole life that I can remember, will accidentally, every single time, try to put the cereal in the fridge and the milk in the pantry.
And literally every time I come down and I like make coffee, he'll literally pop around the corner and be like, what are you going to do with that milk? And I'm literally on my way out the door with my coffee, and I'm like, he's like, what are you going to do with that milk right there? And I'm like, I'll, like, set my coffee down. I'll, like, grab it. I'll, like, open the door, and I'm like, I'll, like, slam the door.
Not going to do nothing with it.
But he's right.
Yeah.
He's right, though. I'm like, damn. But that drives him crazy. I know it does. I know it does. He drives me crazy with some stuff, too, but...
So that's about 20%, bro.
That's 20%.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's normal.
There's always going to be
normal.
Stuff that rides your nerves with
right. But, with like, stuff. If it's something like that where he's like, dang, like, I am just not, I'm so, like, not happy in this area that I feel like I'm getting tied down with a ball and chain in this area to the point yeah. that I would go out of my way to do this, the whole structure, that whole 7 years has been built on sand, my boy.
On lies.
My lies.
Boy. Yeah. Why wouldn't you communicate all of that? Like, dude, and you're not going to be able to fill your cup in one night anyway with, like, that's what I've
people
never
gotta
understood.
People got to quit settling, too. Everybody does it. Like, I mean, unhappy early on, too, and he noticed, like, this might be a problem.
Do you think it's a mass fear of, like, people being alone?
Oh, yeah, of course. I think it's a mix of that and a mix of, like, when there are, like, other good, like, really good markers within a relationship at the mm-hmm. beginning, you romanticize them heavy.
Yeah,
because,
everybody does that. You're like, oh.
All we fucking yeah. had to watch growing up was Disney. And it's like you meet this person and there's a spark. And then all you think about is that wedding.
Listen.
That is so fucked up. It's
not
real.
Every woman out there, listen, if you're listening to this, you were programmed. We were all programmed
yeah,
from a young
it
age.
It doesn't work like
listen,
that.
Listen, we were given baby dolls, okay? First off, everybody had baby dolls, all right? We were watch these freaking princess prince movies where you romanticize marriage from the time you're like six.
They don't ever show that man throwing his laundry beside the hamper basket every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like peeing and missing the toilet or something.
They don't.
That's crazy. That's not anybody that's you neither one of our people. You literally
have a minigun.
But I'm you just can't saying.
You can aim it? You've been practicing since you were three and you still don't know to lean in enough to not drain on the front of the toilet?
I'm not saying that from our people. I'm just saying I've cleaned some men's bathrooms in my life.
We used to clean. Okay. Me and my mom. Oh, yeah. I guess I should be specific. But
yeah,
me and my mom. Yeah, I don't have that problem now.
No, we don't have that. I don't have that
problem. Thank God. But me and my mom used to like clean houses.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And the boys' bathrooms were always so much nastier.
Dude, it's like they were aiming for the bottom of the root of the toilet.
Like, literally, yes. Like yellow around the bottom.
It's so nasty.
I'm like, are you on your phone and trying to piss in the toilet?
I don't know. That would be crazy. You might drop it in the toilet. Imagine.
They're using two hands, though. That's what I'm saying.
On the phone? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. You don't got shit.
Yeah, I had to reenact it for a second. I'm like, yeah.
Don't give Jaden that power. It's gonna be.
I would be trouble if you, I was you born
don't
a
want
man.
You don't want that.
Y'all don't want that.
You don't want that. It's not what you
it
want.
It would be too much power for me to wield. I'm gonna be honest. It'd be too much.
It would. You couldn't handle it.
It'd be too much. It'd be too much. If I was born a man, God bless this world.
Nope.
Havoc.
Nope.
I would have just wreaked the most masculine havoc on everyone.
You'd see Jaden in a documentary like around the world in 90 days and it's like her peeing.
And I would be that
like,
naked friend,
on everything that she could find. Like in every country.
I would pee on
like
everything.
She'd be like peed on this statue, peed on the root of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, and you better believe I would be that naked friend.
Yeah, no, like and it would be like on YouTube, it would be blurred out and she'd be like pee.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She would just be peeing on like everything.
Bro.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
It would not be good.
Bro.
I would go.
They got you with that. What was the song on Six Flags? It's like.
I'm just like. Yeah, no, literally. Be like crazy.
Golly. That would be insane. All right.
Yeah.
Well, put your chat away.
I know. I'm like. Oh.
We're about to wrap this up.
Saran wrap.
All right, so guys, don't forget, like and subscribe. You can listen to us, watch us. If you're listening to us, watch us on YouTube. We got crazy facial expressions, if you ain't know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've been put on. All right.
I put on
for my city. And you can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. All right. We're on it all. Like,
probably
subscribe.
Some random other stuff.
Look for the links in the description below.
Yeah.
This is Tori. I'm out.
Jane.
Out.
Gone.
Out.
The echo?
Out.
That's that ASMR shit again.
Bro.
Can you do this? Do you know what I'm doing?
Nope.
I'm just like popping my epiglottis up and down. It's going like.
Epiglottis. No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Can't do that?
Nope. Nope. Nothing's happening.
That's weird as shit, ain't it?
That's weird. I don't know. I'm like. I feel like. I can do a lot of that. Yeah, but can you do it without your finger?
Can you do this? What?
Nope.
Yeah.
It's a solid thud, friend.
You gotta go like this. Like. Or you can get it in your cheek too, or you can hit like the edge of your jawbone. Like.
Nope. Maybe you should do the ASMR part. I'll just eat snacks.
Ooh, did you hear how good that was?
That was good. All right, whatever. We said goodbye.
Yeah, we did. See you later. Two honest who we rock truth bomb steady. Scrappy banging joke slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.